So when I was serving in Earlville, one of the things we did was initiated a Saturday evening service. And we did it in the summer. Right? We thought, okay, people are kind of, you know, busy doing stuff. Let's do a Saturday evening service for those folks that may have other weekend plans or, the, you know, whatever. So we did a 5 o'clock Saturday evening service. And at that point, the sanctuary in Earlville was not air-conditioned. So we did the worship in the parish hall, which was air-conditioned. And it was a story with... For the most part, the service, you know, it was a good thing. But there were two or three people that objected. They said, I'll never go to that service. One of the people said, I will never go to that service because it's not Sunday morning. And the only time to worship is Sunday morning. Okay. Then... don't come. Right? The other person came to me and said, I will never go to that Saturday evening service because it's in the parish hall. And the only place to worship is in the sanctuary. And at that point, I thought to myself, you're talking to somebody who, you know, within the last couple of years was the program director at Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Center. And I had 640 acres over which I did worship all over the place. You know, the sanctuary is not the... But those were the arguments. That there was something in their tradition, in their thoughts, their feelings, that worship only happened in a particular place at a particular time. It's not worship if it's not Sunday morning. It's not worship if it's not in the sanctuary. Jesus, in his conversation with this Samaritan woman at the well, has a discussion about where proper worship takes place. The Samaritans worship in on the Mount Gerizim. That was where they believed worship happened. That is where they understood God's presence to be. Mount Gerizim. The Jews, on the other hand, right? They believed that the place to worship, that the true presence of God was where? Jerusalem, and more specifically, the temple in Jerusalem, right? And so here you've got this conflict, as if the relationship between the Samaritans and the Jews wasn't bad enough. You have this argument about where God is truly present. With the Samaritans saying, God is present on Mount Gerizim. And the Jews saying God is present in the temple in Jerusalem. And what's Jesus' response? What does Jesus say to the Samaritan woman at the well? Jesus says, true worship is done in spirit and truth. Jesus, in essence, says to the Samaritan woman at the well, they're both wrong. The Samaritans, it's not at Mount Gerizim. The Jews, God's presence is not just in the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But rather, and this is where I'll make a confession if I haven't done it before, right? I have read commentaries and statements about from people that say they love the Gospel of John I some place I read recently, it was you know, the Gospel of John is the place that you ought to give new believers. That's the book you ought to give them to read. Quite frankly, I don't like the Gospel of John. I'm sorry. Half the time, I don't know what Jesus is talking about. And I've got 4 years of seminary and a shelf full of commentaries on the Gospel of John. I often don't quite get what he's talking about. So, that being said, there's my confession. Now I'll tell you what Jesus is talking about. Jesus says to the woman, for the Father seeks such as these to worship. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit. Right? The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. And Jesus says to her, now here's a problem. If you were looking at your Bible and you're reading verse 26, Jesus said to her, and what we have in front of us, right, is Jesus making the statement, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Jesus is saying, I am the Christ. But Jesus, I think, is saying more than that. Because if you read your little footnote here in the Bible, I'll read you my footnote for verse 26e. The Greek there is I am. The Greek does not include the word he. Think about that for a second. All right, think about it 2 seconds. Jesus says, I am. There ought to be light bulbs coming on. No? Yes? Please? Jesus says, I am. You've heard that before. Where? The Old Testament. Right? Moses says, you know, the argument. Is it Moses? Uh-oh. Right? Give me your name. And God says, I am. God is the great I am. I think Jesus is saying here more than he is the Messiah, the Christ. I think here, Jesus, by saying I am, wants the hearers of that to immediately flash back to God, the great I am. I think Jesus wants the Samaritan woman at the well, as well as John wants his readers to hear Jesus saying, I am the Messiah, and in me is the presence of God. God is not present on Mount Gerizim. God is not present specifically, I got to be careful how I say this, right? It's not the temple, it's not Mount Gerizim. Jesus says, God is here in me. In Jesus. In the Christ. And so where do we worship? We worship in the presence of Christ. It doesn't have to be the sanctuary. It doesn't have to be Sunday morning. It is in the presence of Christ. That's where worship happens. I think that, among a lot of things that are going on in this passage, I think that's one of the things that John wants his hearers to hear and understand. That God is present in Christ. God is present in Jesus. You want to know what God looks like? You want to know what God is about? You don't look at the temple or Mount Gerizim. You look at Jesus. That's truly the presence of God. And as we have gathered this morning, we do that in the presence of Christ. We do that believing that God is present in the sacrament, in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. We do that trusting that in God's Spirit, God is here. There's a connection, I think, between this comment and where we began 45 minutes ago in talking about what we're doing over the next couple of weeks. Where do we worship? It doesn't have to be in this space at this time. But know that we worship God in the presence of Christ. We worship in spirit and truth. And so whether or not you're here next week, whether or not you come for a time of prayer and receiving the sacrament, know that you can worship wherever you are in the presence of Christ, in spirit and truth. And I say that taking a little bit of a risk. After a couple of weeks, I want you to come back. Because I think there's something valuable in corporate worship and gathering together where two or three have come together. But it doesn't have to be in this space and at this time. God is with us in Christ, in spirit, as we gather around His Word wherever that may be. Amen.